First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Alan Rich asks us, are you heeding the call to stay back?
As a child in England, I learned about King Canute, a wise king who rebuked his servile courtiers for their claims that he was powerful enough to rule the waves and tides. He placed his throne by a safer sea than ours and let the water rise until a court scurried to his rescue. During the winter storms, a steward of our Westcliff Park was alarmed by how close wave watchers were standing to the temporary edge of our continent. So he sprayed an exhortation on the pavement fringe. Stay back! Read upside down, the words could have been an admonition to the ocean. Certainly many of the waves climbed high enough to take a look at the warning, defying gravity with their tons of force, flinging kelp with ice plant to the landward side of the street, spraying salt mist on the windows of the mansions, and undermining the pavement and its message. A few hundred yards away, a grave-sized hole reminded us of our favorite street's mortality. Stay back? The reckless human impulse to step forward for smartphone money shots is matched only by the relentless towers of surf.
Alan Rich is a cultural geographer. He lives in Santa Cruz. If you have something to share, email 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This and other pieces can be heard on ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.